ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hoping truth gets dispersed. Spent thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Not in tears, cause the years are feeling insignificant. Too legit to quit and know it's ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's changing from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, hands were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings, all these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You're running drugs, running sex, running people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in the blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, and yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. For my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class. Make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind. Death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no ma'am. And don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all failed, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
All right. All aboard. Look, log in, dial in, get on the train. You do not want to miss this ride today. Parents, youth, leaders, get on the train today. We got an exciting show. This is your driver, your train conductor, D. Smith, coming at you live with 3T Radio, and it ain't no jive. We bringing it, baby. So I'm excited today. And in the words of the great poet Martin Lawrence, what's up to our radio listeners, man. We look, today, this show is going to be off the chain. All our shows are live and exciting and a lot of energy, but today is going to be especially different because we have a youth perspective. We have an all-youth male panel talk today. So I'm saying to you right now, while I'm going through this intro, man, log up, get them computers booted and running. Get those smartphones operating. Get in on this show today. What I wanted to do is I want to, before we bring on our panel, in preparation for today's show, because we're going to be talking about teen pregnancy, did a little research, and our young brothers that's going to be talking today, they're going to get more into the topic, and we have some questions that we're going to answer and share out information about what they're doing. But I was looking at some research, and it wasn't really surprising to me. But there's a strong correlation between teen pregnancy and high school dropouts. Something to just pause and think about. So that lets me know this is a real serious topic, because we know education, that's our passport to the other side. ladies and gentlemen, young people that's listening, that's your passport to the other side. And we need to make sure that we're doing things and being very intentional about not hindering our forward progress. So just think about that, that correlation. People that are getting pregnant at a very, very early age and they're still in school, you know, chances are that you may not get to the other side, at least not in your set time. So, you know, we want to keep that in mind. Before I go further, I want to bring out a quick announcement. We got the LEAD conference that's coming up, LEAD 2014. Get ready, get ready, get ready. You know, we want to make sure that we're pumping this up and everybody know about it. And the theme for the conference is raising the standard. What standard are we raising? We're raising the standard in leadership. We're raising the standard in excellence. We want our young people to understand what excellence means and how to operate in it. Accountability, setting boundaries for yourself and your life, protecting your gift. You know, too many of our young people, before they get into their real true leadership, they end up aborting the mission and the assignment because they've been reckless. And so we're going to be talking about that. And determination, which is the key to success. This conference is going to be better than the previous ones that we've had, and they all have been good, and we just expect for them to continue to get even better. But we got a dynamic keynote speaker, Mr. Charles Talbert, my friend, my brother, my father, mentor. He's our keynote speaker. And then we got my man Thistle coming back, who's going to drop bombs. Got my man Jitta, who's going to be also opening up that concert. Again, it's Saturday, April the 12th at Triton College. We right now are running this conference for the low, low rate of $25. Tell me, where can you go and get this type of education, empowerment, and entertainment for $25? I answer it for you, nowhere but Teen Train. So make sure you register today. Parents, don't hesitate. www.teen-train.org. And you can register today, $25, which is all-inclusive. That's the conference, that's the materials, the workshops. We're doing it on the college campus, so we're going to have a tour of the campus. We're going to really talk about education. We're going to have financial planning as it pertains to the student loans and how to access that. So parents, you want to be there, we're going to have a parent workshop. Oh, we're going to lay it out. It's going to be great. March 15th is the deadline for the $25. After that, it goes up $10. So you know, that's the incentive to go ahead, save yourself $10, get on board right now. You also have the option to just simply sign up for the conference. I mean, not the conference, but the concert, which is $10. Again, when you go to the website, all that information is there. And so I want to really encourage you, go ahead and sign up today for LEAD 2014. So without further ado, I want to bring on our exciting guest, this panel talk today. We got three exciting young men that's a part of what we're doing today. So, brothers, we're going to go ahead and get right into this. I want to introduce them. We got my man Vashawn. We got my man Deshaun. And then we got my man Jordan that's on the show today. Gentlemen, go ahead and introduce yourself. Vashawn, why don't you go ahead and go first. Introduce yourself. Give your full name. Okay. Tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself, brother.
Well, my name is Deshaun Jones. I'm 17 years old. I turned 18 in 2 weeks. I go to Kenwood Academy. I'm a senior. And right now, I think my number one college choice is Morehouse, and I like to swim.
Oh, my man, Morehouse. That's what's up. Okay, V-Man, go ahead and introduce yourself, brother.
What's up? My name is Sean Crediter. I've been in the Sigma Beta Club for about 5.5 years. I attend Collin Military Academy. I'm 16 years old. I'll be 17 in April on the 10th. My goal is to become a Marine, and I'm going to enlist in April.
My man, that's what's up. And then last but not least, Jordan, talk to us, Jay.
Well, my name is Booker Neal. I'm 16 years old. I'm a junior at Thornwood High School, and I really like theater. And I'm on a track team, and my top college is New York University.
All right. So listen up, everybody. We got some young brothers that they have a plan for their lives. So, man, look, first of all, I want to commend all three of you all for just really taking time to invest in yourselves, man, and know what you want to do.
Thank you.
And you're articulating so well, man. That's what's up. They say young brothers can't talk. Man, look, y'all breaking it down. You're tearing that up already. So this is the Sigma Beta Club. Why don't you all, first of all, tell them what is the Sigma Beta Club? And I know that Vashon, you shared the time length that you've been in the Sigma Beta Club, but let's do it that way just so we don't everybody talking over everybody. We're going to go Vashon first, and then Deshaun, and then Jordan. We're going to go just in that order, okay? So, Vashon, why don't you start out? Tell us a little bit about the Sigma Beta Club and how has that experience been for you? And then we're going to have the same question for Deshaun and then Jordan, okay?
Okay.
Sigma Beta Club is basically it's a group of young brothers, young men who came together, and we basically do fundraisers. We do social fundraisers. We do helping the homeless, feeding the homeless. We do all kinds of things to help, like keep us off the streets, keep us, make sure we got a bright future for us. I've been in for 5.5 years. I came in when I was in, I think, sixth grade. And when I first came in, I was all shy and everything, and I wasn't all open. I was quiet. And the club has helped me so far to be open and be talkative. I could talk in front of people. It helped me with so much. Like, my whole personality has changed from where I was.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And, you know, also the Sigma Beta Club, this is of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, for which I happen to be a proud member of. Go Mob to my brothers that's listening. Iota New Sigma Chapter right here in the Shy. So let's go right to you, Deshaun. Tell us, man, how long have you been a Sigma Beta, and how has been a Sigma Beta impacted your life?
I've been a Sigma Beta for 5 years. I'm graduating this year. I'm graduating out of the program. The Sigma Beta Club has really helped me with, like, self-confidence, because pretty much each member receives a mentor, or they just interact with the person that they just really connect with. And so by talking to my mentor, which is Desmond Kemp, he's kind of, like, helped me come into my confidence, come into my man, come into, you know, responsibility and leadership and everything. Like, before, like my first year in the club, I was really shy. I didn't talk to anybody. I was really nervous. But after being in the club for a while, you kind of get used to the people there, and they become your close friends. They become some of your best friends.
Okay. That's good. Jordan, tell us, give us your perspective about being a Sigma Beta, you know, your membership, and what role have you played in the club?
Well, it's been my second year being a Sigma Beta Club, and like all of them, the first year I was like very shy, but then over time I became like very talkative, and now I'm like the top joker in the whole club. pretty much like the Sigma Beta Club, it's a brotherhood. It's a brotherhood. Like, it teaches you how to communicate with people, how to go into your manhood and have all these responsibilities, and how to just like go out and get your opportunity to do whatever you want. And it really taught me a lot. Like, really taught me how I'm supposed to be, how to respect people, and, you know, how to pretty much just handle things differently. And it opened me up to, like, everything that's in the club taught me.
Man, that is so good, man. You know, I appreciate what you all were saying, and I just was just kind of capturing some of those things that you shared, how the club has impacted your life, has taught you manhood, responsibility, courage, you know, how to respect other people, which is a big, big issue today, you know, and then just the whole conflict piece, because that lays right in with effective communicating. Brothers, you all are doing a phenomenal job, man. And we want to talk a little bit about, we want to get into what you all have coming up. You got this exciting event that's coming up, and today's topic, we're dealing with teen pregnancy and prevention. And you have an event coming up March the 15th, 2014, and so, Vashon, can you talk a little bit about that event? Just kind of share what it is. Talk about SATAPP. Tell our listening audience what is that and what does it mean?
Well, SATAP is it's basically to get teens together to talk about teen pregnancy and to open their eyes up to
how it can ruin your life to have a child at a young age. And STDs, we have different events about different things. And we have an event on March 15th from 10 to 12 at Beasley Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
It's on, I think, 52nd.
Yep. Yeah. That's 5255 South State Street in Chicago. That's good. That's good. Deshaun, talk a little bit more about SATAP. Talk a little bit more about it because, you know, I want to hear kind of your perspective on it, you know, just maybe some things that V didn't cover. Share out a little bit more about it.
Well, SATAP stands for Stigmas Against Teenage Pregnancy Plus. So when we host SATAP events, we talk about pregnancy. We talk about preventing teen pregnancy. Well, yeah, and the plus part about it is talking about preventing HIV and different STDs.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty much we inform teenagers about using contraception and avoiding having a baby at such a young age.
Man, that is so good, brothers. And I know that in your respective schools, you're seeing these issues, I'm pretty sure. Right, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, we seeing young brothers and sisters making these choices, and now, you know, they're having to deal with these consequences, man. And so what you're doing is just phenomenal. I'm so excited about it and what the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma is teaching to the Sigma Betas, and then you all being leaders to really bring that message forth. Jordan, you know, what do you think is the common reason why teens choose to have unprotected sex? Because even though we know HIV is real, you know, we know the STDs and STIs, that stuff is out there. It's not going away. It's been there since the beginning of time. You know what I mean? It's been around for a very long time. Why do you think they're choosing to still gamble with this, man?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to say it's appropriate, but usually what they say, like teens, they say it feels better without putting a condom on.
Okay.
And so pretty much we got that in our mind. Or, like, say the condom breaks and we're like, okay, but I'm still going to go in even though the condom broke. But we got to think, like, what if, like, you know, something happens? Like, you know, what if, you know, like, you get her pregnant? So, like, pretty much we think in that perspective it feels better. We don't really think about, like, the aftermath of impregnating a girl. And if that does happen, we try to run away from it.
You know what? It's interesting what you said, man. People want to talk about a feeling. So what they're doing is letting what they feel supersede what they believe, you know, the logical side of this whole thing. It's like, man, I don't care. I want to have a certain feeling about it. So you know what? Vashon, what do you think would be the biggest takeaway of this event that you all are hosting on March 15th? Why do you think the youth need to be there and hear this message?
I think they need to hear. They need to hear about teen pregnancy, like preventing it. They need to hear how to have safe sex if you are going to have sex, and not just to not care. We want for teens to take in abstinence.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't all take it in, but if not, at least know how to have protective sex, because that is very important. Because right now, people just go around and they just have sex like they're having it anywhere, they're doing it wherever, they just having kids. And it's at a young age where you just mess up your whole high school career.
That's good. And you know what, brothers, I appreciate you all just really keeping it real, man. Just, you know, we're live on radio right now, you know, so parents and youth and different people who follow us on Teen Train, they're hearing this conversation. And the thing that we research shows that the brothers, that frontal lobe is still underdeveloped. So a lot of times you all definitely not thinking, man. Y'all just out there, brother. Just, you know, just, man, lead. You know what I mean? Just, man, taking everybody to the hole. You know, about to fall in. You know, you talked about what role, and this is for anybody to answer. What role do you think peer pressure is playing in the young brothers and the young sisters making these reckless decisions to have unprotected sex? Vashon, why don't you attack it first, and then we'll go on down.
Well, I see in my high school, I see people walking around telling other people, they'd be like, you don't get any you know, they telling kids, they telling other students that you don't have sex, so you're not cool, basically. You're not nobody. You're not popular or whatever. So I think that's the main issue. People think it's so cool to have sex and everything, but they're not looking at what could happen to your future.
Wow. Who else would like to just kind of hit just that peer pressure aspect of it? Deshaun, can you touch it?
Yeah, I was at a basketball game the other day, and it was some juniors that were sitting behind me, and he was talking to one of his friends. He was like, "Shut up, you virgin," or whatever. Like, he was saying it like it was a bad thing, and the guy was trying to say, I'm not a virgin, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it's not a bad thing. If anything, you cleaner than he is. If he is, I'm having sex. Probably doing it wrong anyway.
There you go. I like that, man. But what you said is, you know, people are trying to make you feel bad, man, for having that life of purity, man. They wanna make you, you know, feel like you're not up to par with what's going on. You know, Jordan, what's your perspective of the peer pressure aspect and how it's impacting unprotected sex?
Well, I say mainly like in the media, like in movies and stuff, they say that you gotta have sex at an early age, you know, mm-hmm. for you to be like cool or whatever. So pretty much, like if you experience it at an early age, you know, you're gonna be ready for life when you start doing it. But like really, all you gotta do is stay abstinent. That doesn't matter. All you gotta do is do what, you know, strive to be what you want to be. You don't have to have sex just to you know, be cool.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. You brothers are so well spoken. Deshaun, you're the organizer of this event, right?
Yes.
And you're also the senior member of the Beta Club. What are things that you've learned about teen pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases that you could share with our listening audience?
Well, throughout, like, planning this event, you know, I've researched a lot of facts about teen pregnancy and stuff like that. And I learned that more than 400,000 teen girls aged 15 to 19 gave birth in 2009.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's crazy. And then about STDs, I said nearly half of the 19 million new STD cases each year are among people aged 15 to 24 years old, which is pretty much our age bracket.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness.
It's like a lot of people are just being really risky with having sex, and they just get caught up in, or they say they get caught up in the moment. I'm like, your brain and your body matters more than just an emotion, a temporary emotion at that.
Yeah, that's good, brother. That's so well said, man. It's just, I'm gonna tell all the three of y'all, I'm so proud of you all. I really am, man, and I'm so proud of what's happening with the Sigma Beta Club and this event that you have going. And I was just looking, even when you were talking and sharing those facts, you know, it shares. It's a known fact also that parenting at any age can be challenging. You know what I mean? not just a teenager. You know, I'm a full-grown adult, and I got two boys, and you don't always know what to do. Even as an adult, you're still learning this thing because it's new. And then you take a kid, a baby having a baby. Right, gentlemen?
Right.
You know, that's even worse, man. And then, you know, teen girls who have babies, check this out, because, you know, they're less likely to finish high school, more likely to rely on public assistance, more likely to be poor as adults, and they're more likely to have children who have poor educational behavior and health outcomes over the course of their lives just because they're younger starting out down this road. So, fellas, you definitely, you know, barking up the right tree, man. You're bringing a relevant message. And it has to be told. You know what I mean? How about this?
Mm-hmm.
Tell our audience the date, time, and the location again of this event.
It'll be held at Beasley Elementary School. It's on March 15th from 10 to 12. Can you repeat the exact address?
Yes, 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 because I got it right here in front of me. 5255 South State Street, and this is Chicago, Illinois. Again, the event, the name of the event is what? What is it called, Vashon?
Kids or Nah.
Say that again, Kids or Nah?
Yeah.
Okay. where the title come from, bro? Help me out, man.
That's how kids
say
nowadays, or
nah. Okay, kids or nah, okay. Okay. So you just want to kind of speak their language on this thing, huh?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And you know what? So it's primarily it's a teen pregnancy and prevention panel talk discussion, right?
Right.
Okay, now what age group can be there? What age do you want to be there?
Well,
I say 10 and up.
It should be around maybe when you just hitting sixth to seventh grade, because that's when it really starts getting real. Because I know even from my younger days when I was in elementary school, it was still kids talking about sex and everything. Like it's about the generation. Each generation, the higher the father in life, it's like the generation is just getting worse.
Yeah. Who is this talking right now?
Vashon.
This Vashon. Okay, V. No, that's good. So you're saying to the parents and to our listeners, middle school on up to high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good. And should it be more? Are the guys in attendance, the girls, or they all just need to be there?
They all. It takes two to have a child. So
yeah, that's true. That's well, contrary to popular belief, right? Some people think they have a kid without the other party, but you know, you're right, brother. It takes the male and the female to get together and to indulge in this behavior that results in a child. So. That's good. So, Jordan, why don't you tell the listening audience who are the sponsors for this event?
Well, our sponsors are the AIDS Foundation of Chicago and Planned Parenthood of Illinois.
Okay, so Planned Parenting of Illinois and the AIDS Foundation?
Yes, of Chicago.
Of Chicago. Okay, those are some pretty good sponsors, man. How did you all reach out to them? I mean, what happened? They got excited about the message, and how are they sponsoring you? Are they going to be there at the event, or are they having giveaways, information? How's that sponsorship relationship? Can you share that?
Well, yes, I think there are going to be some representatives from their, organization at the event. And
okay.
I think we reached out to them probably because we told them about the event, and we asked them, like, you know, if they could help us sponsor, help get the word out and everything like that.
Okay. That's good. I mean, because this...
And also...
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I think Planned Parenthood will be the ones that are passing out, like, the little gifts and stuff of, like, brochures and condoms and stuff to us at the end of the event.
Yeah, because they figured, Gentleman Rudd, you know, I like the message that was shared, and I think it was... I don't know who said this. It was either Deshaun. It was one of the three, okay? Somebody said abstinence, which I think that truly, you know, that is safe sex for real, you know, because if you're not doing it, you don't have to, you know, not even be so much concerned about a baby, but catching an STI or STD. So, you know, if you could just preserve yourself, that's definitely the route to go. So I'm really proud of what you all are saying and just your attitudes and approach to this thing, gentlemen. You're doing a fabulous job, fellas. Give yourselves a hand, man. You're doing your thing. Yeah, that's tight. That's tight. So tell us about the Sigma Beta Club. How can a person become a member of the Sigma Beta Club, and how can they find out information about this event? So who wants to speak to that? Any person?
Deshaun, I will. I'll speak.
Okay,
to you.
Go ahead, D. I like what you said. You said it's Deshaun. I will.
Yeah.
Go ahead, little brother.
Facebook. You can like our page on Facebook, which is the Sigma Beta Club, Iota Nu Sigma Chapter.
Okay.
And the event is posted on our Facebook page. And you could also email us at sigmabetaclub@iotanewsigma.com.
Okay, so say that again, brother, because I can see somebody trying to write, and then you said that so fast. So slow that down, bruh, and say it again. Yeah.
Okay. You can like our page on Facebook, which is the Sigma Beta Club, Iota New Sigma Chapter. And then you can also email us at sigmabetaclub@iotanewsigma.com.
That's good. That's good. Now, let me ask something. Do you have, like officers, like a president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, stuff like that in the beta club? Okay.
Yes.
I'd like to speak on that.
Who is this that said I'd like to speak on that? Who is this?
Jordan.
Okay, Jordan. That's right. Step up, Jordan, because Deshaun and V, man, they just doing their thing. Go ahead, Jordan. What you got to say about it?
Okay, I will tell you right now, Deshaun is the president.
Ah, that's why D was asserting his authority. He's like, hey, I'll talk about that.
Deshaun is the president.
Okay, so Deshaun is the president. Okay, who's the vice president?
Jake.
Another one of our members.
Okay, he's another member. Okay, Jake, and then who's the secretary?
Secretary.
Y'all don't have one.
Yeah, we have a secretary. It's Tyler Perdue.
Okay, I was about to say Tyler Perry. I was like, man, y'all rolling like that? Man, look, man, what's the name? Me? Nice to meet that brother. Okay, and
Jordan
and
is our chaplain.
Oh, Jordan is the chaplain. Jordan, so Jordan right now on the phone, you the chaplain?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jason. That's why I hear that preacher in your voice, man. He said, yes.
I consider myself the comedy chaplain because I always put a little joke in my prayers. So
that's good stuff, man. I love it, man. That's tight. That's tight, and that's right, man. That's what's up, man. Y'all brothers all right with me, man. So listen up. Any last words or shouts? You know, any shout outs? So why don't we go to prayers first? We'll let the president go ahead and give some last words and some shout outs.
Okay,
I want to shout out Jake and Derek for doing the first interview that we had. You know, they've been a big part of the planning, so I really want to shout them out. They were very helpful. I want to shout out my mentor and our director, Desmond Kemp. He's been with planning as well. And I think that's it.
That's it? Okay, Vashon, you want to get some shout outs? You want to get some last words and some shout outs?
Last words, I say that besides the teens needing to worry about teen pregnancy, I think the parents need to be involved too. So when we do have this event, I would like for some parents to come, because we need parents to back us up on this too.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. You know, that's good. And, you know, when I say these last words and shout-outs, that don't mean y'all about to get off this train. Y'all still going to stay on this ride because we're going to keep this conversation going. It's just I want to make sure that y'all do, you know, share some things that's kind of heart-pressing for you. And I like what you said. The parents do need to be on board. How important is that, that we have the parents in the mix of this? Just from a youth perspective, how important is that?
I think it's very important because when a teen get pregnant, it's like when you about to have a child, you're not really in the right shoes to take care of that child. It comes in with parents having to do so. So I think parents need to be involved because, I mean, I wouldn't want my child having another child at a young age and then I have to step up and take care of him and everything. Mm-hmm. I'd rather she wait to, you know, the right age.
And you know what, and the truth be told, well, what is the right age? You know what I mean? You know, you don't really know that. You can, you know, you know you want to have a family. We know family is important, and, you know, and kids are a blessing. But, brother, I tell you, man, it's like, you know, hey, I was a grown man when I started having my kids, and I was still like, whoa. You know, I'm trying to call up my daddy and get some answers. I'm like, man, help a brother out over here, you know? So, yeah, that's true, though. You do need to have your, you know, that parental piece because, you know, when the kid gets pregnant, you know, that fear kicks in. It's like, what do I do? Who do I go to? And a lot of times they've been keeping their parent in the dark about what they've been doing all the while anyway, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden now you gotta face the music. You gotta face the music. So we heard from Deshaun and we heard from Bashan Jordan. What do you say? You know, what are some words that you like to say and some shout outs?
Well, first I'd like to give a shout out to my mom. I love her.
What's your mother's name, man? I'll just say my mom. What's her name, man?
My mom's name is Joy Bond. She's a teacher, actually, in Marquette Elementary.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. She's a teacher there?
Yeah, she's a first grade teacher.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, because this is live, brother. This is recorded. So, you know, you may tell your mom, I gave you a shout-out on the radio. And she said, yeah, right. But then you want to put a name on there, right?
What Bashan said about the parents,
okay.
Our parents listen, that I like to say, the parents, don't wait too late to tell your child what, like, the real things they're going to face in the future.
Like,
don't wait too long, because when they hear it in school, they're going to be very influenced to do it. So make sure you tell them all the things, you know, that they need to prepare them for the world, the real world, I may say.
Yeah, that's good, brother. That's good. Gentlemen, I don't want you to go anywhere. I want you to hold on. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to have some more comments, and we may even get some callers that call in. But hold on. We're going to a commercial right now.
Transition Music, Volume 1, with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's JITA productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's BLAQNOYZ. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. BLAQNOYZ. Let's work.
Okay, we're back live with 3T Radio with your train conductor, D. Smith, and today we're having a live panel talk discussion with a distinguished group of young men. They're the Sigma Betas, and these brothers got an event that's coming up that's dealing with teen pregnancy and prevention, and so I'm excited about what they're sharing and how they're conducting themselves on this radio show. I mean, these brothers, they prepared, they ready, they laying it out, and it's just exciting. I like to share some highlights and some facts because parenthood is a leading cause of school dropout among teen girls. In fact, this is true for 30% of all teen girls, with minorities having a higher rate of 36%. For Hispanic girls, it's 38%, and for African-American girls, well, it's 36% for Hispanic girls and 38% for African-American girls. We're talking about the dropout rate as it pertains to pregnancy. Another fact is this. 1 in 3, 34% teen mothers, they won't even earn their diploma or their GED, compared to 6% of young women, you know, who tend to go on after being a mother. So as we can see, you know, with that extra added pressure, you know, you're putting yourselves, you know, in a really tight bind, you know, to our young brothers and sisters that's listening, even to the parents, you know, who may have a child who may be pregnant. It's not all gloom and doom, but these are facts that we need to be aware of. And another known fact as it pertains to earning income, over the course of a lifetime, a college graduate will earn an average of $1 million more than a high school dropout. Now, we got some exceptions out there, like your Bill Gates and people like that, right, who, you know, they finished high school, but, you know, they may not have did the college piece, but, you know, they was in purpose and they was pursuing this thing. And, you know, they did some exceptional, and they're not the only ones. It's a number of people who've had that, but that's not everybody's story. So we want folks to make sure that you keep yourselves in the winning circle. And another fact I want to share is this. You know, when we think about what's happening, you know, with the whole teenage pregnancy thing, and these gentlemen, they've done such a great job of just laying it out. You know, I was thinking about even some results. And fellas, I want you all to comment on this, too. But what I was thinking is that, you know, with Teen Train, which is our not-for-profit 501c3 faith-based organization, Teen Train, we do, you know, character development, we do mentoring, we do career education and leadership training in our young people, and we do it year-round. You know, building a strong self-esteem and a self-image in our young people, this is one way that we like to combat this. Also, character development, you know, talking about healthy choices. You all just already hit on peer pressure. Scandal, Mary Jane. I'm sure y'all saw the last episode of Mary Jane, right? You know, look, love and hip-hop, you know, basketball wives, housewives of Atlanta. You got all these messages, even with the music that's conveying, you know, a really not so positive message about sex and self-esteem and decision-making. Would you all agree, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
100%, man. I mean, you know, and it's so interesting because even behind the Mary Jane, because I like to stay apprised of what's going on, because being a forerunner, you know, out here working with you, I want to know what they're looking at and what messages are being conveyed so we could come with some programming to combat that stuff, man. But behind the Mary Jane episodes, they have the commercials and the girls are saying, I'm Mary Jane. I'm like, why you want to be Mary Jane? you know, this girl out there trying to figure it out. Fellas, do you see that's something that's happening with our young ladies? Are they trying to be, you know, your Olivia Popes and your Mary Janes in your schools? Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. It's like they trying to base their life off what they see on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And guess what? We all get the career success, right? We get that. You know, both ladies, Mary Jane and Olivia Pope, they both at the top of their game, right? They making big money. They have influence. But, man, look at their personal life. Look at their decision-making. Right, fellas?
Right. I think, like, if I want to be somebody, I would like, you know, to do what they did to be successful. I don't want their personal life and, you know, like, what they go through every day.
Yeah, man, you see that? I mean, life in total shambles. It's like, it's almost like, you know, you see the outside, and it's like, man, you know, what they driving, what they wearing, and that's what's happening with media. You know, media paints an image, and if we don't have the right image of ourselves, we will begin to take on that image that they're saying about us. Do you agree, fellas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask the three of you all and share one at a time. When you look at it from a male's perspective, because we shared the ladies, from the guy side, what images is the media portraying about guys that you feel is just a twisted perspective, and you see brothers running up behind it? Can anybody think of maybe even a commercial or even a message that's out there?
I say it. This is LaShawn speaking. I say it's through the songs.
Okay.
All the songs that you hear out is talking about getting girls and having sex and everything, but that's just what rappers and everything do, because they think it's cool too. They think that's cool too.
Mm-hmm.
And they making it. They not looking at what young people is taking from their music.
Yeah,
and they rapping.
That's true. What about the? Anybody else got a perspective on that?
I would like to say that.
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Jordan.
Okay, what's up, Jay? You been too quiet, man. You need to talk, brother.
No, I would like to say rappers, what they rap in their music about the girls and money, they only rap about what they have.
Yeah.
They don't know how to touch other people and, you know, talk about, like, how their situation is. Like, you know how Tupac said, was to keep your head up, he was reaching out to the women that was struggling. Like, they only rap about what they like and what they do. They don't rap about the struggles against the world or anything.
Wow, that's good, brother. And a lot of times they rap in stuff they don't even live because it's entertainment, right, fellas?
Yeah, like right. I got a gun, right. I'll shoot you with it.
Right. You know what I mean? Everything they got is borrowed, right? They don't even hold nothing. They don't win at least everything set up there trying to perpetrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And guess what they got around them? Beautiful women, near to no clothing on, right? little to no clothing on, right?
Right.
So, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay, so Jordan gave a perspective and Deshaun. Sean, what do you say about that? What do you think? What type of images that you think are out there that are negative for the young men?
I think they're painting an image they're just painting a negative image to specifically black people, like black rappers. Mm-hmm. It's only a few that actually talk about struggles, that actually talk about life. Like most of the rappers like talk about having girls and getting money and all this other stuff. It's like that's what they're worth, like their self-worth is found in their money and it's found in their clothes, and that really shouldn't be the case.
Yeah, that's good, brothers. That's good, man. So you know, I again, you all are sharing really good information, and it sounds, man, like the Sigma Beta Club is doing a great job of arming you all up. It's a great positive outlet, you know, an alternative way to doing something with your time and staying the course. I like for each one of you all to share what has been the single most influential thing that has happened in your life as a result of your membership in the Sigma Beta Club. Like, you know, what has been a highlight for you? So who like to speak on that first? And whoever, you know, when you speak, give your name so we can have that and we can know who's talking, okay?
The most influential thing that happened when I was in the club was when, maybe like a month or two ago, the executive board, which is pretty much the leaders of the club, which is the president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, all of that, we had a meeting, and our director, he gave us feedback on like what we need to improve on, like pretty much how we need to run the club. And prior to that, prior to this year, I never really played a big, like, lead. The secretary before, and I was a treasurer before. But that wasn't really, like, leading. Like, that was a part of leadership, but it wasn't as big as being the president. Like, as president, I have a lot of other things to do, a lot of responsibilities. So him giving me that feedback was very helpful, and it's like a model of what my life should be like as a leader.
Wow, man, that's good, brother. That is good. So, you know, like you said, D, that's something that can you can take that with you when you go to college. You know you had success at this level in high school, and when you come to a tough place, even in college, man, or even in your career life or in your personal life, man, you've been able to have success before, so that means you could do what? Have success again, right?
Right.
That's tight, man. That's tight. Bashan, what about yourself?
Well, I can't point a specific point out, but I could say, speaking on my whole life so far, like, it's a lot of struggles in this world besides teen pregnancy and everything. And as far as drugs, and it's just so much out there that can mess up your whole future. And this club, it really helped you with it, because our motto is the next generation of leaders accepting responsibility and loving the challenge.
Oh, say that. Hold on. Wait, brother. You said that a little too fast, man. Slow that down. That's good. Say that again, brother. What's your motto?
Our motto is the next generation of leaders accepting responsibility and loving the challenge.
I like that last piece, loving the challenge, because too often people don't like the challenge, do they?
They just give up.
That's right. So that's what's up, man. Keep going. Go ahead, B.
Yeah, they just give up on life, and you give up, you drop out of high school and everything. But that motto and that club, and I have people behind you to back you up, that's what a club really come in handy as being a member of.
That's good.
They behind you at every step. They make the right decisions and everything.
Yeah, that's good. And that's the thing that's important, man, because even as adults, we still make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. And guess what? Everybody needs somebody, and that's good that you brothers have that extension of your homes, man. In some cases, some kids don't have their parents. You know what I mean? and being a part of a positive club like this, man, where you got strong, you know, positive black men, and not just black men, just men in general who can pour into your life. I love it. Jordan, what about yourself, man? How has being a Sigma Beta influenced your life? What has been maybe, you know, a defining moment for you, and what would you like to share as far as that?
Well, I'll say that every single meeting and event I've been in Sigma Beta Club has been very influential to me. Because all the time, like, I remember when I first came in and we did our first event, I didn't really feel like, you know, I was, like, you know, attached to everybody, or, like, everybody wasn't really cool with me or my friend. But then, like, once I started really talking to people and stuff like that, like, they really show, like, how much they appreciate me and how much I mean to the club.
That's good, man.
And, the club really showed me, like, you know, how much you got to really, you know, do to really help people. Like, the club, like, we help so many people in the club. And, you know, it's so, like, it's a blessing that we have this club, because without it, then I don't really know why all these, you know, brothers here, like Deshaun and Vashawn, I don't know what they'll be doing if they didn't do this club.
Yeah, you would have never met them brothers, right?
Right.
That's good, man. So it does a lot of things. It brings young people together. It gives you different experiences, man. It gives you a chance to serve the community and have a presence in the community, right?
Right.
And then it gives you a platform as future leaders to kind of share out where you are and your perspective, and then how we can get there in a positive way, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, we got this big event coming up. What's the date again, fellas? Everybody say it together.
March 15th.
March 15th.
Oh, man, y'all, that was terrible, man. Y'all, now I know y'all, come on, man. Come on, get this thing together. If y'all got to get a countdown or something, man. Come on, what's the date of this event again?
March 15th.
March 15th.
I hope y'all don't step like that, man, the way y'all talk.
No.
I hope you don't dance the way y'all talk, bro. Okay. So it's March the 15th, right?
Right.
Okay, what's the name of the event again?
Say that.
Kids or
Kids Nah.
Kids or Nah, right? And the message is teen pregnancy and prevention, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the location?
Beasley Elementary
School. Beasley, we had a little delay going on there, but that's all right, though. Beasley Elementary, and let me see if anybody remember the address. What's the address?
State Street.
Yep, 5255 South State Street. So, again, the event date is March the 15th, 2014. The time again, gentlemen?
10 to 12
is at Beasley Elementary School, 5255 South State Street in Chicago. And from middle school up to high school, welcome to come out to the Sigma Betas. They're going to be hosting this event. And your sponsors again are, Jordan, who are your sponsors?
Our sponsors is the A Foundation of Chicago and Planned Parenthood of Illinois.
All right. And you guys, and your chapter again is, what's the chapter again?
Iota Nu Sigma.
Iota Nu Sigma. Look, the president jumped on that one quick, boy. Phi Beta Sigma. Brothers, you all have done a phenomenal job. I am really proud of you. And you know what? Like I said, the show is live. It's recorded. You can send people back to it. They can listen to it. You can play it. You know, it's there now. So, you know, you all did a phenomenal job. You shared some great information. And is there any last takeaway, gentlemen? Anything lasting comment? You know, because we getting ready to pull the train into the station. We'll start with our president, Deshaun. Why don't you? Anything you want to say to the young brothers and sisters that's listening?
I just want to say y'all need to come out to learn, to get educated. If you think you know, you probably don't, so you need to come out and get educated.
All right, y'all. The president has spoken, okay? Not Barack Obama, but it's Deshaun. That's right. Deshaun Obama. Okay. Hey, Vashon. Look at y'all. Deshaun and Vashon. Well, I'm telling you. All right, Vashon, what you want to say, brother? Tell him something, man.
I just want y'all to open y'all eyes to what this world is now. Like, it changed from back then to now. Generation has gotten worse, so I think we can all take in things and improve.
There it is. Jordan, what is something that you want to leave the listening audience with?
I need everybody to please try to come out to this event. It will really help you and teach you about what you need to do and what, even if you are having sex, at least know how to use protection, put on a condom properly. And if you want, you could, strive to be happy.
Right. What was that, Jordan?
Oh, I said, and the last part, I said, and strive to be abstinent.
Very good. Okay, well, that's our special guest today on 3T Radio. I hope you were blessed and empowered by what these young men shared on the station today. I had a great time riding with these brothers. And again, we want to encourage parents to have those open conversations with your children. Believe me, you want to talk to them before the media talks to them. You want to talk to them before their peers talk to them, because chances are the information to be erroneous, inaccurate, and destructive. It'll be dangerous information. It's almost like putting a loaded gun in the hand of a child. Or giving your child who does not know how to drive keys to the car. And I'm talking to the parents now, because I'm a parent. That, we all know that's a scary, scary, scary thought, to know that your child is playing with a loaded gun or driving a car, and that machine is extremely powerful and dangerous if in the hands of the wrong person.
Yeah.
We wouldn't do it. No parent I know in the earth would do that to their child. And so these three gentlemen came on and they shared from a youth perspective the importance of teen pregnancy and prevention. And I want to admonish the parents, the listeners, our leaders in our communities, those that are listening to the show right now, talk to our young people, because that's what this whole thing is about. You know, Teen Train, our 3T radio program, is a platform to give our young people a voice and to talk, have these real crucial conversations with these topic areas, so that we can make sure that everybody is doing just what we said, helping each other. And that's what we ultimately want to do. In order for us to, you know, education is a way to eradicate ignorance, and that's what these brothers are doing. That's what they're doing with the Sigma Beta Club on March the 15th. They're going to have an educational talk. They're not going to be over there, you know, having the Beyonce conversations and Basketball Wives of Atlanta and all that stuff. They're going to be having some real conversation about life-changing information. And they have some reputable sponsors that are going to be there. So that tells me that the community has taken note of what they're doing and they're supporting it. And so Teen Train supports it as well. So I just want to say to our listening audience, please support. You know, contact these brothers. Their information is also on the show. Reach out, and let's all together make a difference. And this is your train conductor, D. Smith, the driver of the train. I thank you all again for staying on board with us. You know, to my three brothers, Deshaun, Vashon, and Jordan, y'all still there?
Yes.
Yes.
Fellas, thank you for riding with me today on 3T Radio. I hope you had a good experience. Was it good for you, fellas?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
I got a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you have, like, a closing, since you talk about a train, do you have a closing for the train to go out?
Oh, absolutely I do. Why? What you got?
I don't know. I thought you was going to do, like, some choo-choo with y'all the train or something, but...
No, brother, choo-choo for the grandma kids. But you know what we do? We do have a bomb that we drop. So hold on. Doug, drop that bomb for him.
Drop that bomb.
Drop the bomb. There it is. I hear the bomb coming, boy. It's about to blow it up.
Yeah.
That's what y'all just did today on the radio show. Y'all just blow it up, man. And so we're getting ready to wrap this thing up. So there it is, fellas. Y'all take it easy. We'll be in touch, okay, gentlemen?
All right.
Okay, keep up the good work. To our radio listening audience, God bless you. We'll see you next week on 3T Radio. That's the end of this ride. Take it easy, fellas.
Yeah.
The lies of this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hope the truth gets dispersed. Spend thousands of dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded about to burst.